Quiet Mind, Day 74, The Drama Within Us. How pain bodies hijack humans, families, and even trains. I was riding a late evening train once, hoping for a quiet ride home. Across from me sat a man with a faraway stare, the kind that seems to look through you rather than at you. For a while, he was completely still. Then, without warning, something in him snapped awake. His foot began tapping, then shaking, and suddenly he launched into a furious tirade at the conductor who had done nothing except walk down the aisle. Within seconds, the whole carriage felt electrified with tension, like someone had opened a door and let a storm blow in. You could sense everyone shrinking back, trying not to draw his attention. But strangely, he never looked at me. I was sitting solidly in a quiet inner space, watching him without fear, almost as if the emotional force swirling around the carriage couldn't quite grip onto me. He stormed off at the next stop, only to charge back moments later and shove a passenger who was blocking the aisle. People screamed. Someone pulled the emergency brake. Officials rushed in. Chaos rose and fell like a wave. After things settled, the woman next to me muttered, "What kind of energy did he walk in with?" Sometimes intuition gets it right before the mind has a chance to explain. Children have their own miniature versions of these storms. They don't shout at conductors, but they collapse on supermarket floors or throw themselves onto couches dramatically or go from laughing to wild fury in 3 seconds flat. Parents blink and ask, "Where did that come from?" Short answer, from us, from everybody. That eruption might be the child's personal portion of humanity's emotional baggage, or it might be something they absorbed quietly at home. Sensitive kids are like tuning forks. They vibrate with whatever unspoken tension lives in the house. Even when the parents act calm, a child can feel the emotional hum beneath the surface, and piece by piece their own pain body begins to form. One woman once told me that when she was little and her parents fought behind closed doors, she'd sit on the stairs thinking, "These grown-ups are out of their minds. How did I get assigned to them?" That tiny spark of awareness is what kept her from absorbing every ounce of her parents' unresolved pain. Awareness is always the beginning of freedom. Parents often ask how to respond when their child is in the middle of a meltdown. A better starting point is, do you recognize your own emotional storm when it arises? If you can't stay present with your own triggers, you'll either react and make the child's storm bigger, or you'll surrender just to make it stop. Which teaches them that intense misery is a useful negotiation tool. That is not a recipe for healthy adulthood. So what should you do instead? Stay ready, remain calm, let the emotional weather pass through. Don't fuel it. Afterward, not during the storm, invite the child into gentle curiosity. What did that big feeling feel like? Did it have a shape, a sound, a name? Can you draw it? These playful questions awaken the child's inner witness. They learn to see the pain body as something that visits them, not something that is them. It also helps to talk about your own big feelings using their language. Let it be a shared project, not a secret adult struggle. Then the next time your child senses your irritability rise, they might point it out with innocent honesty. "Hey, is your grumpy monster back again?" That moment, simple, funny, disarming, is generational healing in motion. Of course, not every uncomfortable emotion is ancient and inherited. Some pain is freshly baked every time we resist the present moment. The instant we internally shout no at reality, we invite a fight. But a quiet inner yes, even a small one, dissolves the struggle and lets life breathe again. A pain body flare-up is always recognizable. The reaction is much bigger than the situation. Someone blows up over a tiny inconvenience. But what you're seeing isn't about the inconvenience. It's old emotional residue bursting through the thin layer of the present. Inside the experience, the person feels justified, righteous, even. To them, their reaction feels like the only sane response. But from the outside, it's clear they're caught in a psychological movie and don't realize it. When awareness enters the theater and the lights come on, the horror film loses its power. The story dissolves. And beneath it all, beneath the rage, fear, and inherited pain, presence begins to emerge. Not by fighting the storm, not by resisting it, but simply by noticing it, seeing it, allowing it to pass. That is how healing begins, within you, within your child, and across generations.